And welcome to School Spirit on Armor of God Catholic Radio. Tom McNew and Miss Robin Spencer here back again. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Hope everybody's having a great week, and thanks for tuning in. We have a very, very special guest with us this morning, Miss Ariana Murray, who's a senior over here at Holy Trinity High School in Temple, is going to tell us all about a special mission that she's embarking on very soon. And so we appreciate everybody joined us today. Thank you, Ariana, for coming and sitting in the studio with us.
Well, thank you for having me on. I'm so honored.
Well, why don't we just start with a proper introduction of yourself to all of our listeners?
Okay. My name is Ariana Murray. I go to Holy Trinity Catholic High School here in Temple, Texas. I have been going to Catholic school my whole life, since kindergarten up to now my senior year. So I'm very excited, and I'm very excited to be joining Net Ministries Ireland.
That's wonderful. Have awesome. You always lived in Central Texas?
Yes.
Wonderful. So the schools, Catholic schools in this area.
Yes. Wonderful.
So you started at St. Mary's?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, yeah. And so what's your course of study? Do you have that figured out yet, or?
Not really. No? I just was like, I know I want to do that, and then I'll see where God takes me.
That's a great, wonderful. great outlook right there.
What is NET? Tell us about NET Ministries and how you got involved with the organization.
Okay, so NET Ministries is the National Evangelization Team, and they are based out of Minnesota here in the U.S. They were founded in 1981, but the place I'm going to, the one in Ireland, wasn't founded until 2004 by NET Canada, and they sent out the first team to NET Ireland. So NET is a retreat organization that puts on retreats and like can stay at parishes, and then they just help young kids from middle school up to high school. I first learned about them my freshman year of high school whenever they hosted a retreat at our school, and I was like, what are these teens doing? Why are they so happy? I just want to be part of this ministry. And then I found out that a senior in my freshman year was going the next year to NET here in the U.S. And so just learning through him and knowing what his experience was like, I was like, oh, I want to do NET. So since my freshman year, I knew I wanted to do NET.
Okay. Wow. So why Ireland? I mean, why did you want to be a missionary in Ireland?
So I didn't know about NET Ireland until this past year. Mm-hmm. And I was just scrolling on Instagram, and you know God has wonderful ways of working, and it was like NET Ministries Ireland accepting international applications, and I was like, oh, I want to go overseas. I want to go do that, because the NET Ministries here in the U.S. will send a group to Scotland, and I was like, that would be so cool, but I would only have the possibility of going to NET Scotland, and I was like, but I 100% could get into NET Ireland, and so I was like, I want to do that. And then there was also a priest my freshman year that he was Irish, and he just had a big impact on my life. Mm-hmm. And I just knew that like the Irish were like so like welcoming, and I was like, I wish to have like a welcoming spirit to everyone.
Wow, that's really wonderful. So the NET ministry, the NET ministry team came here and held a retreat. Is that
yes.
How that kind of started for you? And then you realized, I want part of that team, because yes. this group of people are just on fire for the Lord, right? And you said National Evangelization Team, is that
yes.
correct? And so that's when you were on fire for that, and you saw that and you wanted it. You know, that's really the best way to evangelize, yeah. isn't it? When you see what somebody else has and you say, wow, I want that, right?
Yes.
And so you went and did it, and that takes a lot of courage.
Yeah, and especially going overseas, I was like, God, is this actually what you want for me? And like going through my application process, it was like basically discernment this whole time. I'm praying like, God, is this actually what you want? And then once I turned in my application, I like heard back like the next day, and I was like, oh, cool.
Wow.
And they like already wanted to interview me, and I was like, God, this is like you working through me. And just him showing me like little by little, like people were coming up to me talking to me about NET and saying like, oh, I was in NET, or I was in NET Ireland. And I was like, oh my gosh, there's so many people out there who are in NET. And it's just God showing me that this is the path I want you to go on.
Now, have you stayed in contact with the other folks from Holy Trinity that have joined NET?
Some of them. Mm-hmm. And then I have a couple friends who are in net actually right now and planning on going next year. Okay. So we've been talking back and forth, just like getting to know about each other's experiences.
Yeah, that's awesome. So it's kind of like a little, it's a very close-knit community of evangelists.
Yes, especially us at Net Ireland. We already have like a group chat and like we like talk on it like almost every single day. And especially yesterday, since it was St. Patrick's Day, they're like, "Happy St. Patrick's Day. I hope everybody's having fun." And then it's just so wonderful to meet the missionaries now before we get to see each other all in August.
Yeah.
And that's when you go is August. I was going to ask that. So you leave in August, and it's for a full year, August to August, or a school year, like August to July or June?
It's August and May, but I will get a break in December for Christmas.
Okay.
And that's for 2 weeks. And then in January, I'll go back until May. So yeah, I'm excited.
Wonderful. So do you know what you'll be doing while you're there? Do they kind of break down the schedule or?
So honestly, I won't know what team I'm put on until I get over there. They have a team where they discern where they want to put you. So we have two teams, actually. So we have a road team that will travel throughout Ireland, and they will like do retreats and just stay at host families' homes and just like work with children a lot. And then we have, I think, three other teams that they're expecting us to do. And we will stay at a parish, and we will work within the parish and hosting like youth group, hosting like altar server nights and like choir, and just helping people like in general at a church.
Wow.
And do you know? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
How do you know how many will be in a team?
So for the road team, I think it's about 10 to 11 people, depending on like a van size. And then for a like team that will work at a church, it will be like 4 to 5 people.
Wow. Do you have a preference?
Maybe like my freshman year, I always wanted to do a road team so I could travel. But actually, I'm like, since I'm already going to Ireland, I'd be fine staying at a church so I can grow deeper relationships with people.
And get to focus on that part of Ireland.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just got to go ahead and say it out loud. I'm a little bit jealous. I mean, you know, my last name is obviously Irish. And so I'm a little bit jealous that...
it's the opportunity.
Exactly. Maybe, is there an adult net ministries? Maybe a senior? Okay, so just out of curiosity, where are you in the family birth order?
I'm the first out of two, so my sister is 13 years younger than me.
Okay.
So we have a good age gap.
Okay. Now, where does she go to school?
She goes to Scott Elementary.
Okay.
It's near our house.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So what's mom and dad's thoughts about you being in Ireland for a year?
I think they're okay with me staying in the U.S., but then once I told them I was thinking about Ireland, they're like, oh, okay. I mean, if that's where you're called to, then that's where you're called. But just they've been so supportive throughout these past like months that I've been doing this application process and just getting to know what I want to do.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's great to have supportive parents. That's
exactly.
Wonderful.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So as we think about Net Ministries and you're obviously excited about going to Ireland and being part of this organization. So where do you think that's going to, or how do you think that's going to set you up for future plans, future goals, whatever the Lord is calling you to do?
So I can actually do Net Ireland for, I think, 2 more years, and then I could possibly work for them if I wanted to. So I'm just having like an open heart of wherever God's trying to lead me. And I think just like having the experience of like talking with people, like putting on retreats, if I do retreats, and just like getting better like communication skills and better like work ethic, mm-hmm. and just knowing that like I can be a big difference in the world. I think that's what will help me in the world later on once I end net.
Great. So you have the opportunity to apply again for 2 more years.
Yes.
And you have to apply each year?
Yes. And then I could apply to go to a different country. So I could either stay in the U.S. They also have one in Canada, one in Uganda, and then one in Australia that I could go to.
Australia. That's on my bucket list, too.
There you go.
Folks, if you're just now tuning in, this is Tom McNew with Robin Spencer here on School Spirit and Miss Ariana Murray, who's a senior over here at Holy Trinity Catholic High School in Temple. is telling us all about her experiences and her soon to be embarked upon journey with NET Ministries, NET, which stands for National Evangelization Team.
Yes.
Okay, good. I wrote that down correctly. I wanted to make sure. If you missed part of this or you're not going to get to catch the second half, just remember that we'll rebroadcast this on Sunday afternoon, also at 12 o'clock. So you can tune back in. Or if there's somebody you think, if mom and dad or grandma and grandpa, you got a youngin' at your house who wants to hear about Ariana's story, have them tune in. Tell them and they can tune in on Sunday afternoon. So you talked about, Ariana, you talked about there's kind of two teams. One is a road team, right? A travel team, yes. Is that the term you used? And then one stays primarily. Where are you going to be based out of? Do you know?
We're based out of Donegal, in Ireland, which is, I think, Eastern Ireland. That's where our main base is.
Okay.
And then just from there, they'll send us wherever they'll send us to.
Yeah. And so you said that there was a bunch of people that you mentioned a group chat. How many of those kids are local or here in Texas, or are they from all over the country?
There's actually one other girl here in Texas. She lives in San Antonio.
Okay.
So we've been getting to chat with each other, and just I get to know that I have another Texan with me. So that's exciting.
Yes.
Most of us are actually from the U.S., surprisingly. Yeah. We have one girl from Colombia, a couple people from Ireland, actually, and then one person from Uganda. So it's just kind of from all over the world.
And so the whole point of this, really, at the end of the day, is an outreach program where you and your peers get to interact with young adults of your own age group in Ireland and share experiences and grow in your faith kind of as an international group. Is that kind of where am I barking up the right tree here?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just we get to share our stories and share how God has helped us in our life. And I know definitely a couple of NET ministry missionaries have actually helped me throughout my faith life. So I'm very happy for them. And so I hope to give the same to children I minister to.
Yeah. And so the travel team then, do they go to a parish for a weekend and then they come back? Is that how that works then?
So it's actually whatever school or parish that wants them. Mm. So they'll ask for them to come over to them. Us at our school, we asked for a ministry team to come to us and give us a retreat. So I guess it depends on the size of a retreat that they would want.
Okay.
So you'll stay with that parish for the retreat time and then go to another parish, or you'll kind of be housed in that parish then and go to ones around, or you're not sure what that will look like yet?
What I'm thinking from the NET USA team, mm-hmm. is what they do is that they'll go to a parish or place, and then they'll ask for host homes within that parish or school, mm-hmm. and then they'll take care of them for the next couple days, and then they'll send them off.
Okay. And you mentioned that you have been in touch with or had a mentor kind of within the NET Ministries. So when they come here to give you the retreat or to have you experience the retreat, then they kind of give you their contact information, say if you want to continue to, be fed by this ministry or to experience what we experienced, please get in touch with me. Is that how that works?
So a little bit like that. It's just the missionaries that I've been talking about. They gave a talk, or they were my small group leader, and they just had a big impact of getting to just listen to me and listen about my story, or their talk had a big impact on my life. And then this past year, whenever we had NET Ministries here again on our campus, they gave me a pamphlet of here, if you want more information.
Okay. So those small group teams, or that the small group work that you do during the retreat, can be very impactful, and you can really get to know those leaders.
Yes.
That's a really great way to work the movement or to work the mm-hmm. program, because it's very impactful for many, I'm sure, the missionaries' lives and for those who they touch.
Yes.
So I'm assuming, because I haven't delved too deep into NET. I've looked at a little bit knowing that we were coming here, but it's a nonprofit organization.
Yes.
But they will pay for you to get there, or
so I actually had to raise our partnership money. And so the past couple of weeks we've had like a little course that we go weekly to just learning about how do we ask for partners? How do we pray for them on this journey? And then what should they expect out of us? And so we've been learning like how to like call people and be like, I want you on my team as a partner with me so you can help me with the money a little bit. And then out of me, you'll be getting like a newsletter and me constantly praying for you and just letting you know that I'm always there for you.
So if any of our listeners wanted to support you in that, how would they get in touch with you for that?
They can actually go on the NET Ministries Ireland website. It's a different website than the NET USA one. And then you can go to support a missionary, and then it will be, if you go down to missionaries 25 to 26, I'm the first one.
So. Helps to have your first letter of your first name be alphabetical there, right?
That was pretty. That was pretty good positioning there by mom and dad. So NET Ministries Ireland, and then they can hit the support a ministry or support a missionary
yes.
tab, and then scroll down to 25-26,
yes.
and you're in there. So I encourage all of you folks to help this young lady out, and she's fulfilling an important mission, and I think it's something that. We should all be willing to support our young people trying to grow and reach their peers and capitalize on what the Lord is calling them to do. You mentioned earlier, Ariana, that the NET Ministries team had come here when you were a freshman. Was there a singular point that you were like, wow, that I want to be one of those people? Was there a simple, or was there just something you're like, and the Lord just kept kind of scratching at your ear to get you to be involved?
So there was actually one point. So like my freshman year, of course I love God, and it's just, I wasn't having the best time in my faith. And I was like, just kind of like down. And I was like, I don't know, Lord, like I'm just having a hard time. And then during adoration, you know, like he's just there. And, the missionaries, prayed over us, and I just started crying because I was like, this person I barely met today wants to pray over me. Why would they want to pray over me? And it's just like, I was asking the Lord, I was like she loves us so much, even though we just met, and like, just the Lord was working through her. And it was just a wonderful experience. And I knew that, God, that's what you want me to do.
Yeah. So, you wanted to be able to share that experience. Ignatius calls that desolation. The spiritual warfare battle that we all go through every single day of our lives is something that we always have to be aware of and capitalize on those moments of consolation. Mm-hmm. You know, when you realize that this young girl that you didn't even know was willing to pour out her heart in support of you, and that's become now a seminal moment in your life. And I hope that's something that you're going to carry with you. I assume that is something that you're going to carry with you and share as you do your missionary work with your peers in Ireland.
Yes, of course. And there was also another experience this past year at our NET retreat. And a girl gave a talk about how she was basically only known as her cousin's cousin growing up. And I was like, oh my gosh, I relate, because my grandpa is Deacon Barney at St. Mary's. So it's just a lot of people only knew me by as like Deacon's granddaughter. Uh-huh. And it's just like, always felt like that, like felt like I needed to be perfect. And I felt like I always had like just that label on me. And I was like, well, that's not just who I am. I'm my own person. And it was just during that talk where I was like, oh, people also experience what I'm experiencing. Wow. And know how to like get through it and know that you're your own person, that God made you your own person. Yeah. So, yeah.
So did the ministry come every year then from your freshman year? Have you been able to experience a retreat freshman, sophomore, junior and senior years?
No, it was just my freshman year. They hosted, I think, our Advent retreat.
Okay.
And then my junior year, they hosted our Lent or Advent retreat. I don't remember, but okay. They hosted one of our retreats. But we hosted our own retreats. Our teachers will put it on.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful.
That's interesting, though, that you mentioned being, and I'm using air quotes, Deacon Barney's granddaughter. Because mm-hmm. I think at one point in time, every single one of us in our youth and in our adolescence felt like we were being identified by somebody else, yep. Right? My mom and dad were school teachers and taught in the school that I went. In fact, from kindergarten to 12th grade, I had one or both of them every year. And I always felt like I was Mr. McNew's kid or Mrs. McNew's kid, you know. So it's interesting that you mentioned that and the recognition that, wow, there's somebody else who's experiencing the same kind of identity struggle that I am in seeking the Lord's call and His answer in that, I think is critical, and you're to be commended in your wisdom and your and really your faith. And that's really at the end of the day, that's what this is all about, is the strong faith that you have. And we wish you nothing but a tremendous amount of success and safety as you embark on this next journey.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's gonna be great.
It's gonna be exciting. Yes. And I wanna I put a big circle here on my page here for the funding thing, because I definitely want you to, you know, I want to hear about your adventures. You know, and if you're going to send folks a little letter, a little update every few weeks, we definitely want to make sure that we keep in contact so
and
that
you
we
can travel through Ireland vicariously.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what I was thinking about. As you journey through my homeland, So, seriously though, folks, if you want to support Ariana and her mission, and her endeavor through Net Ministries, whether it's 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, whatever. That's up to the Lord to decide. You know, I encourage you to go to Net Ministries Ireland and support a missionary and look for Ariana. Of course, when we get this put up on our website, we'll put a link in there as well. Yes. So folks can
from our Facebook page
check,
as well.
Check so us out there.
Just to jump back quick, if somebody's interested in the United States piece, you kind of mentioned that you might like be able to go to Scotland or you might not. So you don't really have a choice. You kind of go to the team that they send you to. Is that how that works? So you apply to the United States one, and possibly you could go overseas, but possibly you could also just go to somewhere in the United States.
Yeah. So I was actually filling out that application first before God was like, I actually want you to go to a different path. Uh-huh. And they have a couple boxes that you can check saying, I want to be on a road team. I want to be on a church team, or I want to be possibly go to Scotland. So then they'll look at the different applications and just discern where they will like to put you.
Do they go to every state in the United States? Do you know?
I think so. They, I forget how many teams they have. I think they 13 to 14 teams that will travel around.
And they're based out of Minnesota?
Yes.
And so you would stay in Minnesota as your kind of home base?
Yes.
And then go to where the parishes were?
For training, you'll stay in Minnesota. And then they have a commissioning mass, and then they'll have send you out after that.
Will you go through a commissioning mass then in Ireland as well?
Yes.
That'll be exciting.
Yes.
That'll be exciting. But we'll figure out a way to get that on Facebook Live
there
or something. You
go.
I think they have it on their Facebook Live.
Oh, do they?
Great.
Okay. That's good.
To follow
so
that.
You'll have to keep us. You'll have to keep us up to date and let us know what's going on here. So we've got a couple minutes left here before we have to sign off.
Right. So is there anything that we didn't ask you that you want to tell us, or any advice you have for your peers before we end up?
Probably some advice from my peers. Just be open to whatever God's calling you to do. Cause I think I just had my heart set on going to Net Ministries, and I was I'm going to do the U.S. one. I want to do the U.S. one, cause I want to go to all 50 states if I can. But God has different ways of where he wants you to lead you, and just being open to whatever he calls you to do. think that's what I would leave people.
Sure. And just to kind of put a caveat on that, you had mentioned that you can stay as a part of one of the teams for, if you apply, for another couple of years. Could you then apply for the United States one, like after the year in Ireland, or do you have those options to apply to any of them?
Yes.
Okay.
Exciting. Mm-hmm. We wish you nothing but success.
We do. You'll be in our prayers.
We will definitely keep you and your family in our prayers. Mm-hmm. And seriously, hope that you'll keep us up to date on your progress and everything. So, yeah. God bless you very much. Mm-hmm. Any closing thoughts, comments here before we sign off?
I don't think so, but thank you so much for having me on. I'm so honored to have this opportunity. So thank you so much.
We're so excited.
Congratulations.
This is just a really great show. We're just so excited to have this, you know, and share the great things that students in Catholic, the great opportunities that students in the Catholic schools have. Yeah. That probably the public schools wouldn't necessarily hear about these wonderful things for our faith, right? Mm-hmm. And so we're really glad that you're kind of our beginning jump off from that for that opportunity to have students on. So,
Well, this is what the whole point of this program is to highlight the great and wonderful things that are going on at our Catholic schools here in mm-hmm. Central Texas and throughout our listening area. And so we appreciate everybody tuning in today. And remember, if you missed some or all of Ariana's interview here, you can always tune in on Sunday afternoon at 12 o'clock, and we will rebroadcast this episode. We rebroadcast every episode on Sunday afternoon. So if you missed the Friday airing, you can always tune back in on Sunday. God bless everybody. God bless you, Miss Ariana, and please go with God in your ministry.
Amen.